Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here. It's Financial Freedom Friday. Today, you need to take extreme close note and attention to this Financial Freedom Friday. We are closing out the series on preparation for your big expansion. Family, a lot of people invest a lot of money to learn how to scale or expand themselves in business. I want to share something with you on today. And this is one of the calls. I know some people are probably still standing in lines to get the last deals and things like that, but this is the problem. I need us to understand that this series is so pivotal, so powerful. I could see people going back many, 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 many years who have not been able to hear this live, who didn't have a chance to hear this live, and pulling these principles to build immense wealth. You are able to hear this firsthand. You can go ahead and move in the queue. I want us to go back down and be extremely, extremely clear. I'm going to run this down for you after our prayer on what God has shared with us on what it is that we need to do so that we are prepared for our next expansion. And so today's scripture is coming out of the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. You want to turn to this because I am telling you right now, we've given you some extremely huge nuggets. God's mysteries of success have been unveiled and revealed to you this week. But I am telling you right now, my prayer for you is that you will see this, hear this, and then go do what we're going to wrap up on today. Let's go to the Lord together and pray, because he has just been downloading me on me all morning long, even though I have been up with my three-month-old grandbaby, and I'm not tired. I'm so amped up, even watching him and saying, wow, 3 months, and our other baby will be 1 year. My, how time flies, but many of us as adults is still wasting it. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. This is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and joyous that we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, as your Holy Spirit come on in like a flood, like never before, may your servant decrease as he increases, to help us to understand and implement your principles for success, your laws for success. Dear Lord, we're thankful, Father God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, let them have a special blessing outpour on them and their families for their great commitment for even being here while there are huge distractions in the world to take people away from wealth as they are here to learn how to build it. You're not building wealth without kingdom and your principles. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that Your Holy Spirit is illuminating not only your servant, but each and every one under the sound of my voice with the wisdom that surpasses all things that they've ever known before. Let them have a fresh new perspective on wealth. Let them have a new fresh perspective on prosperity. Let them have a new fresh perspective on business, kingdom business, and ownership. We're thanking you, O Father God, that you're expanding our territory as we're honoring you, just as our brother Jabez did. We're thankful, O Father God, that you are going to keep us humble so you'll never have to humble us, as you're giving us immense wealth, that we will be great stewards over the resources that you've given us, including the people, the things, and the money. We honor you. We bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know, even as I was praying, all I could keep seeing is this quote that Dave Ramsey posted on his page, and he said, act your wage. Act your wage. Not act your age, but act your wage. I am telling you right now that I think that this is going to be extremely, extremely powerful in our series here as we're ending preparation for your big expansion. Let's go to the word, and I need you to pay extremely close attention to this. Just like how when we put together on the last episode, when we put together 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12, and then we coupled that with Habakkuk 2 and 2, people got it. But I need you guys to hear me as we break down your word, because I'm going to tell you something. You can have everything that we talked about, but if you don't put it to work, ain't nothing going to be popping off for you. James chapter 2, verse 14 through 18, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith and does not have works? Can faith save him? My sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and says, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body. What does it profit? Thus also faith by itself does not have works is dead. Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and not works. And I have works. You have faith and I have works. Show me faith works and I will show you my faith by my work. Family, this is gonna get real for some folks. My prayer for you is that God shows you your future without the work. My prayer is that it is so vivid for you that you will fear that more than you fear going out to promote your business, promote your services. And then you'll be able to now take a look at your dream manifested, fulfilled with putting in the work. I want you to do that exercise because, as we have learned, this is what I pulled from what the Holy Spirit taught us on this week. Number one, we got to honor God and have faith in Him. Faith in Him. Faith in God will put you to work. If you believe that he is God, and you would now believe that he is the one that gives us the ability to gain wealth, and then now you will believe that whatever he said that he will give you, if you do what he said, he'll do what he said. You'll put in the work. You would ask him for the plan. As we're preparing you for the expansion, this is the notes. Ask him for the plan, then write it down. Pack light. Release yourself from the thoughts, the people, places, and things that are holding you down, holding you back. Everyone can't go. Everyone should not know the plan that God has given you, and everyone can't go. And then as we go into our lesson today, you got to work the plan. You got to work the plan, but you can't just work the plan. You got to put in focused work with faith. Focused work with faith. Put the work and faith together. If you have faith with no work, you're not going to see the results. If you work without faith, you're going to run out of gas. You're going to be the one compromising. You're going to be the one that's anxious. You're going to be the one that starts getting jealous. You're the one that starts doing things, having thoughts that are against God and his people. You have to put faith and work together. I want us to think about where we are and how I didn't know, but God had this particular episode fall on this day that many people are out there. The 95%ers are out there standing in lines, spend money, some of them money they have, and some after they spend with the emotionalism, it is going to put them in a deeper hole. I want you as kingdom builders to stop following the wrong crowd. If you keep doing what the 95%ers do, you'll keep getting what you have. If you want what the 5%ers are doing, you got to do what they are doing. Many of the 5%ers who are business owners, they're out promoting their business to capitalize for those who have heard the word of capitalism. They are capitalizing on the people who are not clear with a purpose or what to do with their money. Now, I'm not saying that everyone that's out there trying to get a deal have no dream, but I am sharing with you that if your dream is not crystal clear and it's not written down, you will do things to obstruct your dream. I am telling you right now that the 95%ers are investing the time, money, and work into building their dream. I need you to know that you, as a business owner, should be putting in the work and sharing your opportunity, products, or service so you can show people a better way and turn people into owners. Focus work with faith is going to change your perspective and mindset as to even what you do with your time. Be careful of spending more time and effort and patience standing in a line or being online to save $100 versus time it would take you to get your next $10,000 or next $100,000. Fear of missing out. What are we missing out on? It's time for us to get smart about our goals. get very specific, begin to measure everything you're doing. Make sure that it's accessible and you are accountable. And what you do is relevant to where you're trying to go. Here on Financial Freedom Friday, God is preparing you for expansion. You're going to need money to invest in your vision, invest in your dream. You're going to need money for expansion. If you have to travel, if you need to go to events. I can tell you myself, being in this industry for 10 years, and I can see people who they'll allocate, misallocate the resources that God has given them because the perspective isn't extremely clear on both what it takes to be successful. They may not even think twice about buying something that would make them appear to look wealthy, appear to be rich, but then they will second guess investing time, efforts, and money into what can truly build their riches. We're here on Financial Freedom Friday. We got to make some sense out of nonsense out here in the world. I am okay with people understanding, yes, I love nice things, but I've always at my wage. I've always lived beneath, far beneath our means. If you are one that do not have 6 months, a year of all of your expenses readily available to you at a drop of a dime, I need you to second guess, second think where you're going to be putting your financial resources. If you're trying to go into financial freedom, remember we trained it just this week about a seed can only reproduce after its own kind. So if you're sowing money into a place where there's a return of investment, then that's what harvest is going to sprout up. Let's be very careful of consumerism versus us being investors, versus us having great control over our emotions and our mind and our money. I want us to open up this queue and let's have some conversations. It's Financial Freedom Friday here, and God is preparing you for expansion. Your mind is now supposed to be more flexible to bigger and better thoughts and different ways of doing things that you've ever done, like you've ever done before. During these times, typically when people are distracted is when, you know, Rob and I were like, we're going to go and get some massages just to get our bodies ready as we are now promoting our business online, trying to close out more people, assist more people in building their lives and their dreams. We have to share this with you all because this is how we've gotten to where we are. Take time. Don't spend more time in lines trying to save a dollar versus time building your dream. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's go ahead and hop in the queue. That good morning, 513 last 47778. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Vanessa Burrell out of Phoenix, Arizona. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, good morning.
Oh, it's a great morning, Nicola. I just have some testimonies to share with you, some triumphs. Everything that you have been sharing with us has been right. I mean, the other day I went into someone's inbox and, you know, they decided to give me a little criticism about, you know, my approach and, you know, proceeded to tell me how I should be more personable and, you know, have a conversation first and yada, yada. And I listened, you know what I mean? I was just like, you know, I just carried the conversation. I sent them my intro and they just thought I should be more personable. So I was just like, well, you know, thanks for the feedback. I appreciate it. And just ABC, always be closing. So I just resumed back to the pitch and was just like, okay, so what do you do for a living? And when she told me that, I was just like, okay, so, well, you know, are you open to earning additional income? So it turned right back around, to make a long story short, for us to end up exchanging information after all, even though she didn't think my approach was that great. You know, that was a triumph for me because, you know, I felt like before I wouldn't have had the confidence to just roll with the punches, and I probably would have tried to explain myself out of it. But, you know, that was a great triumph for me. And then, you know, this morning, you know, I wake up and, you know, do my usual routine. I kind of woke up a little bit late. It was just before 4 here in Phoenix. And I guess my husband caught me up in the dark with my flashlight, you know, just doing my online thing. And he's like, what are you doing? I kind of just looked at him and just continued working. And he was like, you're the only person I know that goes to sleep after 12 and still wakes up at 4. And you don't even look tired. And I was just like, yeah, you know, and he said, you know what, I'm proud of you. And, you know, that was another victory for me, you know, just to get that affirmation from him, you know. So just from you telling us, you know, simple things like, you know, when you start losing count, or, you know, when you don't feel tired and you can get up and feel good about, you know, building a legacy, you know, everything that you've been telling us, Nicola, has been so right. And, you know, even today's message was so important. I really didn't know what to post for my inspiration, but faith was on my mind. And here you are talking about faith. So God is good. And I just appreciate you, Nicola, for sharing the blueprint with us. You are amazing. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you, Nicola.
I am so, so proud of you. And I can, you know, I could remember hearing your voice and the trembling of the, I'm not sure I'm on the right track. I'm not sure. I need some more people to agree with me so that I can know I'm on the right track. And now I'm hearing you now growing into your fullness. And like you say, getting up earlier, doing what you've got to do earlier, getting out of the way, that's passion. And not letting it interfere with what it is that you need to be doing for your family. That is power. God bless you. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work. Good morning, last 318, last 49020. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. It's Monica. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
And well, I am well. My voice does not sound like me. I know I've been under the weather since Saturday, but that's okay. That's okay. I got on this queue because I really, really, really want to thank you this morning. I really, really do. I thank God for your very life, and I thank God for how you help us into our leadership and how you pull things out of us that God shows you that we need to deal with. So I want to go back just a few weeks. So this is just a revelation for me, but I wanted you to know. So I remember when we last sat down, we was going over the calendar, getting everything together, and I remember my spirit just fighting you, like just fighting you hardly. And I was like, why am I fighting?
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that, I said, God, it's something going on. And so ever since that moment, I have been going through spiritually, like spiritual warfare, just a real deeper check within myself. And so I just want to apologize first and say, I deeply apologize. I know the mentee is ready. The mentor is here. But the fear in me pushing you away, when all the time I'm saying, no, don't go, just help, let me get rid of me so I can receive everything I need. So I do really appreciate you for that. Then last week when you were talking about going the extra mile, I was like, okay, God, I'm doing everything I know to do within my own power. I really need to really move out of the way because where I am is not truly where you want me to be. And that's what God has shown me, that the mentors that he has sent me, I have been taking them for granted, thinking that they're going to always be here. And I was like, Lord, forgive me. And I had awakened in that last Tuesday with you. And when you had got on the line, I was like, Lord, I've been taking Dr. Nicola for granted. And so I started looking at everybody in my life. I said, here I am calling myself Miss Grateful. Girl, if you don't been checking myself. So this week, preparation for expansion, I just really came to a realization that it's not that the work is not going in. It's not that I don't know the system. That is not the problem. The problem is the fear of success. I'm good as long as I'm down and no one brings things to my attention. But time it comes to my attention, it's like my spirit just going to a halt. And I've been trying to trace it back so I can move forward. Not that God, between trying to trace it back and move forward, it feels like I'm wasting time, but I'm not. I really need to do that because the expansion God is wanting to release for me, I have to have myself in line because of the people that I'm going to come in contact with. So in spite of it all, God's still gracing me in spite of my ignorance. But at the same time, I just want to tell you, I thank you and I appreciate you and I thank you for your discipline and leadership. But that's my heart to heart for today. And I am truly have been transitioned from the last moment I saw you to now. And I appreciate you.
And I hear it. And I hear it, and if I did, I would tell you, go back in your closet, honey, go back in your closet. And, you know, this is the thing. I am not scared of a fight. I have been on the field in the spiritual realm people for so long now. So much so that no matter how big and mighty the opponent is, it appears to be, I still have there. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, I see that area of rebellion that will hold that person back. I'm okay confronting that spirit. Some people will get it now. Some people will get it later. But at least I would have done what God has equipped me to do. He's given me that gift to be able to identify that in people. And that gift is not just for me to build more and more and more riches, because I know how to do that. And I know eventually, I already know I'm not a millionaire. I'm a billionaire. I'm not a multimillionaire. I'm a billionaire. God has already shared that with me. But he says, every level, let me see how committed you are, not to your riches, but to the kingdom, my people. I said, you lead who want to be led and feed who want to be fed. But you're supposed to still share. Because I know some people that be like, oh, no, I ain't getting that cue. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. They have the wrong perspective. Those things have been holding you back and keeping you not in the 95%, but in the 50 of the 95 percentile. It's time to release it. You can't hear so much prosperity coming forward on this line each and every day without it provoking you to change, without it provoking you to make some adjustments. Now, I already know that there's different styles, and I'm not going to change what God has given me. When I open my mouth, whatever comes out is what he has given me. But that's the reason why you got to work on your heart. So what comes out is not defiled. So what comes out is pure. What comes out is for service to the people. And I can tell you, sometimes the truth is just ugly. Until you mature spiritually to see the beauty in the truth. Because there's no freedom, real freedom. Guys, this is Financial Freedom Friday. We wrapping it up. I need you all to promote. I know there are some people on the line that have some great resources that'll be going through for people to be able to share what it is they got going on so they can start building wealth. Go out and promote Don King this thing, make some relationships, build your dream. God bless you. Love you guys. Take care.